Hey beautiful souls, Sienna Cruz here, your daily dose of motivation and real talk. Ever feel like you're constantly running on this hamster wheel, putting pressure on yourself to be perfect, achieve more, do it all? Well, guess what? It's time to hit the pause button and give ourselves a little love, because today we're diving into the incredible power of self-compassion for mental healing. You know that feeling when you stumble, make a mistake, or just don't meet your own ridiculously high expectations? We've all been there. But instead of beating ourselves up, which, let's be honest, is what often happens, imagine treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a dear friend going through the same thing. That, my loves, is the magic of self-compassion. Here are 5 key takeaways to unlock this powerful force within you. Number 1, self-compassion isn't about being weak or giving up on your goals. It's about acknowledging that we're all human and humans mess up. It's about recognizing that setbacks are a natural part of the journey, not failures that define us. Imagine yourself as a beautiful oak tree. You've got strong roots and branches reaching for the sky. Sometimes, a storm comes along, bends those branches, even snaps one or two. But guess what? That oak tree doesn't give up. It absorbs the rain, strengthens its core, and eventually grows taller, wiser, and more resilient. We can do the same. Number 2, self-compassion is about being kind to your inner critic. You know that voice in your head that whispers doubts and puts you down? It's time to call a truce with that inner bully. Instead of letting it run the show, start by noticing its negativity. Then, gently remind yourself that these thoughts aren't facts, they're just patterns that can be challenged and changed. Imagine holding up a mirror to that voice and saying, "Hey, I see you there, but I choose not to listen to your negativity anymore." Number 3, self-compassion means practicing mindfulness. It's about being present in this moment without judgment. When your mind starts racing, take a deep breath and bring your attention back to your body. Feel the air entering and leaving your lungs, notice the sensations of your feet on the ground, or simply observe the sights and sounds around you. This simple practice helps calm the storm within and allows us to connect with our inner peace. Number 4, self-compassion is about setting healthy boundaries. You are not obligated to say yes to everything, take on every burden, or please everyone around you. It's okay to prioritize your well-being and protect your energy. Imagine yourself as a beautiful flower. You need sunlight, water, and space to bloom. Saying no sometimes allows you to nurture yourself and grow stronger. And lastly, number 5, self-compassion is a practice, not a destination. It takes time and effort to cultivate this inner kindness, just like any other skill. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and remember that every step towards self-acceptance is a victory worth celebrating. Now, let me share a real-world example. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation at work. You've poured your heart into it, practiced diligently, but when it comes time to deliver, your mind goes blank and you stumble through the key points. Ugh, we've all been there. The inner critic might scream, "You're a failure. What if people think I'm incompetent?" But what if you treated yourself with self-compassion instead? You could acknowledge that it was nerve-wracking, that everyone makes mistakes, and focus on learning from the experience. Next time, you might try different preparation techniques, practice breathing exercises to calm your nerves, or even visualize yourself delivering a confident presentation. Remember, you're not defined by this one experience, you're capable of growth and learning. So, my loves, remember these key takeaways. Self-compassion isn't weakness, it's strength. It's about treating yourself with kindness, acknowledging your struggles, and celebrating your progress. Go out there, embrace the power of self-compassion, and watch how it transforms your life. Share this episode with a friend who needs a little love and support. You never know, your act of kindness might just ripple outwards, creating a wave of positivity in the world. See you tomorrow for another dose of inspiration.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.